Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, living with another man's wife. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married a little over a year now, and this is my second marriage. Since the wedding, my husband and I have been searching for a new church home that we mutually agreed on. We visited churches and settled at a church close to our home. With a good, stern pastor. We loved his preaching style and felt really welcome there until one Sunday when the pastor's message was so crazy that it sent my husband into a frenzy. The pastor preached about marriage and stated that anyone that has been married more than once is going straight to hell if the person gets remarried, the new spouse is going to hell too. Pastor said that God only recognizes one marriage and there is no such thing as divorce, ever. My husband took the message literally, and on the way home, he said the pastor was speaking directly from the Bible. I showed my husband the exact scripture in the Bible, and it didn't say anything about anyone burning in hell. Even still, my husband believed what the pastor said, and he told me, He had a bad feeling about me on our wedding day, so that must have been why. I was blindsided because I thought our marriage was great and he was happy with me. My husband's distanced himself from me and we stopped having any type of intimacy. I refused to go back to the church, but my husband loves it. The final straw was last week when he came home and said the pastor asked him if he was still living with another man's wife. I gave my husband an ultimatum to either leave the church or leave our home. Because of this wacky pastor, my marriage is in shambles. I want to get my marriage back on track, but I don't know how. Is this worth fighting for, or is my husband losing his mind like the pastor? Please help. Well, I mean, this is only worth...
Huh? This is a good-ass letter.
Yeah, this is a good letter. This is a really good letter. You ask if this is worth fighting for. I say it's worth fighting for if you want to save your marriage. You said you want to set your marriage back on track. The problem is you can't be the only one fighting in a two-person marriage. You just can't. Your husband doesn't seem to want anything like that. He has distanced himself from you. You've stopped having any type of intimacy. Your husband loves this church with this crazy pastor, and the pastor is all up in your marriage, too. You were right to give your husband an ultimatum in this case, either leave the church or leave your home. And your marriage is in shambles because your husband is following this pastor and not following God as he should and as the Bible states. So is this worth fighting for? I would say no at this point because your husband even said he had a bad feeling about you on his wedding day.
Wow.
All right. This is not good, okay, for any marriage that's trying to survive. This is not good. Your husband needs to be with this pastor, apparently, in this church, because that sounds like he wants where he wants to be and not with you in this marriage and fighting for this marriage. I don't think you have anything to fight for here. Steve?
Wow. This letter right here. This is just not good. You've been married a little over a year now. This is your husband's second marriage. And this is my husband's second marriage. We've been searching for a new church home. We mutually agreed upon. I guess so y'all both met the pastor here and thought it was cool to the sermon. We loved his preaching style. It felt really good. Until one Sunday, the pastor's message threw your husband into something. The pastor told about marriage and stated that anybody that's been married more than once is going straight to hell. This part of the letter affected me deeply.
Wait. Wait. Yes.
This part of the letter affected me deeply. And I can't go on right now. Because this man, this pastor said and stated that anyone that has been married more than once is going straight to hell. That's messed up, Pastor.
Yeah.
That's messed up. Because right now, three of us on this show is gone.
Hey, we out. How do you think here. I felt? Yeah. I've been divorced.
Shirley? No, that's why I thought it was just three of us that's been married more than once. Me, you, and Jay. So we gone.
Yes.
That's disheartening.
It's
as hard as
here.
I'm trying to be a better person and a better Christian, now you done told me, I don't care what I do, I'm going to hell. Mm. So there is no forgiveness. Mm. There is no mercy. There's no grace. There is
favor.
No he died for our sins.
Right.
Come it on. Ain't none of that. All of y'all has been married more than once. Going straight to hell.
Hell hound.
Well, I want to say that's all I got for this letter, but I got to do some more. Straight to hell. Pastor said that God only recognizes one marriage and there is no such thing as divorce. Okay, cool. Let's say God only recognizes one marriage. Can I pick the one he look at?
I'm with you on that one, Steve, when you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go. I guess we're in hell right now. Subject, living with another man's wife.
Living with another man's wife. Here's this woman been married to this man a little over a year. Mm-hmm. And they struggled trying to find themselves a nice little church home. So they finally found one that they agreed on and settled at church close to their house. A good, stern pastor. We loved his preaching style. And said he felt really welcome there. Well, until one Sunday, the pastor mentioned was so crazy, sent your husband into a frenzy. The pastor preached about marriage and stated that anybody that has been married more than once is going to hell, and if the person gets remarried, the new spouse is going to hell too.
Ooh.
Oh, well, damn.
You can't get past it, Steve.
Yeah, well, damn, dog.
Well, damn.
Man, I'm just sitting here. You know, yeah. I done
literally...
let him into my life, my heart.
Uh-huh.
You
well,
know,
damn.
I'm feeling pretty strong about myself, getting myself together spiritually. And you just told me I'm going to hell anyway. Well, Pastor, that's where you're wrong, because you don't know about God's mercy.
Yeah.
His acts of forgiveness, and you don't think that he puts into account the fact that we make mistakes, that people have a chance to get over their mistakes? Well, your husband took the message literally, and on the way home, he said the pastor was speaking directly from the Bible. I showed my husband the exact scripture in the Bible. It didn't say anything about anybody burning in hell. Even still, my husband believed that the pastor said he told me he had a bad feeling about me on our wedding day.
Crazy.
I'll be damned.
Influence.
But they've been married over a year.
He told his wife, after going to this crazy church, I had a bad feeling about us on that wedding day.
That's why you don't follow man.
And then said, so that must have been why.
Uh-huh.
I was blindsided because I thought our marriage was great. He was happy with me. My husband distanced himself from me, and we stopped having any type of intimacy. I refuse to go back to the church, but my husband loves it. Final straw. I got to tell you something, man. The relationship you and just do, it don't seem real healthy. Ain't the word for it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he. Can I tell you what I think?
Yes.
I think your husband was just looking for an out.
Yeah, oh, man.
I think he was just looking for an out. I think
found
he
it.
Was unhappy and found a way. He listened to the pastor that said, if you've been in one argument and you've remarried, you're going to hell. Now, that's alarming. So, but there you have it. That's it. I can't really say anything because it doesn't make any sense. What church is this?
Get out. Yeah.
I don't know what church this
it's
is.
It's the wrong church, man. God is a forgiving God. Even
right.
with his commandments, he's still a forgiving God.
Yes, yeah. yes, and we're under grace.
I just
yes.
don't believe that a person can make a mistake ask for forgiveness, recover, and now you can't go to heaven because you've been married more than once? Man,
you know
technically,
no.
I'd have been in hell a long time ago.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Me since 2007.
I have a question. If you get married more than once and you're going to hell, does your exes go to hell too? Because I told them to go to hell when we got divorced. I do remember those words coming out.
They'll be there when you get there, Jay.
Yeah.
They'll be there when
so
you get
there. So I should
there.
Meet them
They're
there.
They
should,
a seat.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just clearing it up. Yeah.
You have any idea with this new breaking news? I crowded hell finna be
okay.
It's gonna be some pastors down there.
It's gonna be some pastors.
No, Tommy. But Tommy, it's gonna be a lot of pastors down there.
Yes.
I know a lot of pastors that's gotten divorces.
Right. Yeah.
That's messed up, lady.
But he's
everybody want to hear this damn letter?
He's
you need
following
a new church.
This pastor. Yeah.
Absolutely
yeah.
Need a new
and
church.
The Bible clearly states don't follow men. You know,
you gotta
go with God's power, you know, not man's wisdom. Come on.
But it does explain why Jesus never got married. It does explain a lot of that.
He
right
was
there.
Single.
Jesus
I ain't finna
out.
Do it.
Wow. Yeah,
man,
this.
Stay away from
now
me,
that's
you know.
Crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah,
like Steve said, he's
no
looking
sense.
For a way out. He found it, and he.
No, seriously. Mm-hmm. When the pastor came up with the disabandment, he found the out.
Mm-hmm. That was it. He
hit found the out.
Yeah. But he's
now
still
the
going
no
to
sex
the
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he still. But he found the out, and mm-hmm. he gonna ride that out. Now they ain't having sex. He having sex somewhere.
He had a bad feeling about me on our wedding day.
Well,
over
I've
a year
had
ago.
I've had that. I mean,
All right. Thank you, guys. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.